FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
One gentleman, please.
Now, right, little Frank.
Well, hello, good evening, and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the beautiful FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here live at Ewan Fields for a Manchester Premier Cup semi-final clash between Hyde United and FC United of Manchester. Kickoff is coming up in 5 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy and all the tears, and all the love and all the joy and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this evening, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally, I'm...
Panic!
Oh, Jesus!
Panic! Oh. Panic! Oh. Sorry, Mr. Mattering.
You've
gone from being scared to sound like you're having an orgasm. 07596104122. That's 07596104122. Sorry that, Ben. Did you get a little bit... What's wrong, Ben?
That really scared me.
Why?
Because I wasn't expecting it, right?
Okay.
And I blasphemed. I do apologise to those of a certain persuasion if I did blaspheme. Do apologise. But anyway, it was a surprising moment for us all.
I want to share a moment with you now. Estelle just texted me and said, I did it. I got there.
To Brussels.
Eventually.
To Brussels? Where did she go on a bike?
No, she got lost.
Oh, okay. Good.
No. She picked up the company car yesterday.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Yeah.
Couldn't even start the thing. She went, forget it. Today, I want a manual. So they've had to go out and get her a new manual vehicle.
Good, thank you for sharing, Swampy, as always. But it's now time for team news. Oh, we need to change the ink in that fax machine, don't we? Oh, look at that. Anyway, welcome everyone to Ewan Fields for this semi-final clash. We've got Stephen Wood telling us that we should be more professional.
Woodzo, if you don't like it, go support Hyde United.
They've got a proper microphone.
As I said, if you don't like it, go and vote, go and play, go do something with Hyde United. You won't be missed.
Oh.
You won't be missed.
There's one person at home now going, oh, well, I'd miss him on the half-time show.
I'd miss the salad cream. I'd miss the salad cream in our salad.
Anyway, welcome everyone to Ewan Fields, the home of Hyde United. It's the semi-final of the Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup. It's Hyde United against FC United of Manchester.
It is indeed. Fan-owned
clubs.
And by the way, Woodzo, if Woodzo's listening, we've got three headsets. They've got one microphone between all of them.
And very cold hands.
Cold hands, one microphone. Yeah. And it looks like a razor, you know. But anyway...
So, team news.
You can do the half-time with them. Anyway, yes, team. Oh, loads of team news. Loads of team. Oh, he's decided he wants to stay with us.
So, it's a slightly changed side, to say the least. We have got Luke Higham, who joins us. Or Higham. 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 He joins us on a 30-odd day loan from Fleetwood Town.
Have we had that clarified? It's called Higham. Higham. It's got to be Higham. Keep those... Because he can... Higham, it's got to be definitely Luke Higham, on loan, as you rightly say, from Fleetwood. Got a good career as well, you know, as a young lad. Started his career at Blackpool as a young player, went all the way through at Blackpool and did very well there. Got signed then by Fleetwood and been out on loan to Nuneaton, I think, and also AFC Telford in the past, but back to Fleetwood. Only played one league end this season, but. Just what we need, what the doctor ordered, really, isn't it?
A left back,
yeah.
We should say a big get well soon to Mr. Wisdom, who's come out of hospital, come out of operating theatre today. Snapped Achilles, looked very horrible at the time, and wish him a speedy recovery.
A dreadful injury to have, and that's him gone for some time. And we hope and wish him all the very, very best. It's and again, it was done. It was so innocuous, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people have on the message boards have obviously realised since how severe the injury was. But at the time, it was funny, and I'm sure he'll look back, and if he sees it once he's got through everything, he'll think, "Oh, how'd you do that to yourself?" Because he was setting himself up, wasn't he? And he just fell over.
Well, you know what? The way he was setting it up, and the power that he's got in his left foot, because he has scored a couple like that.
Oh, his blinders!
That would have got him.
Well,
I've got no doubt about it, but unfortunately he missed it. And
they're very noisy next to the rally, 26-0.
It's because they've got a microphone. They've got no idea about how loud they are.
You should have your noisy sods. We're trying to commentate on this side. We can hear you lot. Go in, give me yabbering.
I think sods is swearing.
Is it?
I think so.
Sod?
Sod, yeah.
I don't think sod's a swear word.
I think sod is a swear word. Get in touch. Let us know. Is sod a swear word?
Well, there's no sods here, is there? Let's be honest, because it's a plastic pitch. Should we give the team out? The whole team? Should we go all the way through it?
Go for it.
Why not? No, we're not. Oh, no, we are. Actually, let's go. Let's give you the team because it's a much-changed team in the semi-final of the Master Premier Cup. Lloyd Allison in goal. Sam Tatum, number two. Luke Higham, number three. Michael Jones, number four. Jordan Fagbola, number five. Sam Baird, number six. Kieran Glynn, number seven. Steve Irwin back after suspension, number eight. Adam Gilchrist in at number nine, playing that central centre-forward role. Jamal Crawford out on the left, and Craig Linfield tonight's skipper out on the right. Skipper. On the bench for FC United, it's Danny Rackey, it's Terrell Palmer, Conor McCarthy, Matty Hughes and Joel Senior. And my comrade to my left-hand side, Mr James Quinn, will read out the home team this evening. The Mighty Tigers, Hyde United FC, by the way, incidentally playing in all blue, and FC's goalkeeper playing in yellow shirt, black shorts and black stockings.
Thank you, Swampy. The Hyde United lineup: James Hodges in goal, two, Marcus Haydock, three, Kyle Brownhill, cousin of a former FC player, of course, four, Ross Daly, five, Harry Coates, six, Louis Holt, a late change there in place of skipper Paddy Miller, seven, Chris Sutherland, eight, Chris Churchman, nine, Matthew Beadle, 10, Big Cam Sook, and 11, Carl Jones. And on the bench for the home side, Tyrone Gay, Luke Porritt, Dominic Murray, Peter Boyle and David Brown.
Well, the home team playing in red shirts, black shorts and black stockings this evening. Tonight's referee is Tom Parsons, and ably assisted by Jack Topp and Ben Wyatt. And the player to look out for is actually on the bench, believe it or not, this evening. Luke Porritt, he's had several scouts from higher division clubs here watching him, a real good player. The other player that really shone for short periods of time in that game in the FA Cup was Big Cam Sook, only 19 years of age. I think all the talk that we discussed about him, he was put on contract soon after that game because the lad's got a lot of talent. Tyrone Gay on the bench, he's a school teacher. He figured heavily in that FA Cup documentary as he had to travel on the day of the game from school to here for a Friday night kickoff. In fact, Big Cam Sook nearly didn't make it because he normally works on a Friday night in his local Malay restaurant, and they gave him the night off. He's now studying, doing a degree, and well, from a Hyde perspective, they'll be looking to try and get into the final here. From an FC perspective, boys, it's a much changed team, but a team with a bit of pace, bit of youth and a bit of quality.
And school of thought that FC is sort of the underdogs here, even though they're in a division above, because this has been a fortress, just Milton Keynes Dons who've won here. Be interesting challenge.
They are indeed. In fact, 37 places between the two teams, two divisions in fact. You're going to get the commentary from myself and James for the evening. So it's a good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome FC Live, brought to you as always by constructivecoding.com, the armchair army, our brothers and sisters around the world, comrades, and some jester from Hyde, who's not a Hyde fan. I think he's a parody account now, who's anything with the word Celtic or any of us lefties. What was he called? The Hyde Blue Tiger or something, anyway. Straight to penalties after 90 minutes here as the game under the way. The ball on the right hand side, played by Haydock, a long looping ball, good head on there though by Matthew Beadle. He's going to use his aerial prowess, you'd expect, this evening, as the ball back though with FC United of Manchester, and it's a first touch for Sam Baird. Baird plays it out left hand side to Tatum, and I should say Tatum, I do apologise, I don't mean Tatum at all, I mean our new player Luke Higham. And now it's Fag Bowler on the ball, deep in his own half. Plays it to this near touch line now to Tatum. Tatum being closed down. Has to go back to his goalkeeper again. Takes a touch. It's an awkward touch, but it should be cleared by FC United Manchester. I noticed they got a little bit. They got very, very. What was the word I'm looking for then, Ben?
Excited.
Excited, yeah. 26 nil. Got very excited there with a back pass. Goodness gracious.
What are they going to be like when it's a throw-in?
Who knows? But it's nil-nil if you just joined us and you're from the local branch from Trafford, as the ball needs to be intercepted by Tyrell Crawford. Does really well, Crawford. Ball up towards FC United Manchester's Gilchrist. Doesn't quite come off for him. And Hyde start from the back. A passing team, James. Team that are really want to work the ball. But a good interception play from FC United Manchester. And the ball charged down to this right-hand side. And it's a comfortable ball played back by Harry Coates, his goalkeeper. First touch for Hodges. And a long looping ball. But a controlled header there by Sam Baird. Baird plays it onto the far left-hand side for Linfield, but all the way back to his goalkeeper. A minute and 17 on the clock, and it's 0-0. Your thoughts for the evening, James?
Well, interesting that Tom Greaves is being like a proper man those nights, having a proper manager role. He's not involved, not on the bench. So he can have a good look at things and take a breather himself. And interesting opportunity here for Adam Gilchrist to see what he can do.
Well, they concede a free kick deep in their own half. It was, I think, Kieran Glynn, who was adjudged to have impeded the centre half. But I think what you're saying basically there is you're being quite courteous towards Tommy Greaves by saying he's absolutely knackered and he's having a night off, which I don't blame him, because there's a big, big game on Saturday. This game here tonight obviously is very important. It's a semi-final, Manchester Premier Cup semi-final. FC United are the current holders of this competition, but Stockport County on Saturday, there'll be minds already thinking about that once this game's over this evening. Is far left-hand side, we've got Baird, plays it to Hyam back to Baird, being charged down. Ball plays across field there, and Fagbolo's not equal to it. There's an opportunity outside the penalty area now with the number 11. Intercepted well this time by Fagbolo. He makes amends, really. Wasn't quite on the same wavelength, but then gives the ball away. An opportunity for Carl Brownhill now. Left-hand side, about 10 yards outside the penalty area. Ball picked up by Carl Jones outside the area. A 1-2. This is good football by the visiting home team again. And it needed FC United and Manchester's goalkeeper to come out there. But you can see already the kind of football that this high team play. Darren Kelly gets them working so well as a unit.
Really impressive first touch. So many players there, really quick delivery.
Now, currently second in the Northern Premier League Division 1. And North, that is, Division 1 North. And Ben was signalling there with his fingers up and up and up. I do know what division they're in, Ben. I have been to see them quite a few times.
Well,
Carl Brownhill's adamant that that was a throw into the visitors, and 26-0 are perplexed by the fact that I've just stole their words. Yeah, good friends and good banter between 26-0 and FC United.
Not
this
tonight,
evening.
We're not.
You know, two battles tonight on the commentary box and on the field.
Indeed, yes. There's a good flick on there. Up goes FC United Manchester. Linfield can't get the end of it. Kieran Glynn does really well, though. Back to Linfield, and it's Crawford now. Crawford looking for some support. Gets it in the form of Gilchrist. Nice ball out left-hand side to Steve Irwin. Irwin charging down that left-hand side. He needs to try and open the ball into his body and try and get the ball across field. To the byline he goes again, but it's good defending from Marcus Hayduck there, and it's a throw into FC United of Manchester. Well, there we are. I know I shouldn't have sat next to anywhere near this man, because we sat next to each other, me and Berkey, and we're now repeating what each other is saying.
It's like a beautiful romance, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The bearded romance as... Kieran Glynn now gets himself another throw in the far left-hand side, about 5 to 10 yards away from the corner flag on this cold evening here at Ewan Fields. And good crowd here, though. As Kieran Glynn again, corner ball, FC United of Manchester. And everyone up, one person up for on the halfway line for the home team, and that's Beadle. So at least two FC players will have to go back and defend that. Jones is one of them. They've left a man a bit further up the field in Sutherland, but the ball's taken short. Here comes Steve Irwin. Can he get a shot away? Yes, he can. It's charged down, and charged down well. And Beadle now, can he get the break on for the home team? A lovely reverse ball pass to this left-hand side. Plenty of room now for the number 8 to get onto, with Chapman plays it inside. Has to be defended by FC United of Manchester. Ball comes inside. Here's an opportunity for Kamsuk. Can he turn? Can he get a shot away? He holds the ball on the edge of the penalty area. Four or five players converge upon it. Beadle chips it to the left-hand side. And here comes the number seven now, Sutherland. But FC United nullify that and get themselves a throw-in.
Yeah, good work there by Luke Hyam, our emergency left-back there, drifted across to help out on the right. But Hyde really look impressive the way they get the ball forward. And FC really are going to have to be tight in defence tonight.
Well, the division that they're in at the moment, to the likes of South Shields, Scarborough, Bamber Bridge and themselves, all vying for the division champions. And Hyde, a few years in the doldrums, have really, under Darren Kelly, shown great quality. And here they come again. And the ball charged down the left-hand side. It's good play there from Chris Sutherland. Cuts inside. But good play there back for Bowler. Needed to be resolute there. But FC United know they're in the game, don't they, James?
They do, really. Yeah, FC have, now there's a try and break.
Well, they do break as well. And it's Irwin plays the ball out left-hand side for Hyam. Hyam's ball's a poor one, intercepted well by Carl Jones. And, FC's Jones gets in the way there and tries to win the ball. But good intercepted play there by Sam Baird. And here comes FC United's Crawford. Crawford goes past one, plays the ball inside to Jones. Jones, the ball's lightly overplayed, but Jones wins something out of nothing there. And I think what FC United need to do is just play their own game. The long looping board on the left-hand side for Gilchrist. Gilchrist does well and then loses the ball, unfortunately. And good play there from the Hyde right back. And the ball's a poor one, and FC can start again from the middle. And Jones on that ball plays it to Glynn. Glynn turns that shoulder really well. Lovely ball out left-hand side now for Hyam. Oh, is it Linfield? It's in Linfield, in fact. Linfield, can he cut inside and get a shot away? But the ball just sticks under his feet a little bit. And then Linfield concedes a free kick. And should have done better there, really, FC United's Linfield there, James.
He certainly did. And then he concedes a silly free kick when the ball was actually breaking for Luke Hyam. So you're disappointing there from the Liverpudlian. But so we have an attractive game of football, I think, tonight, Swampy. And it may suit FC in some ways that this is the way that I'd play. And we should be in for a good evening.
Certainly are. 8 minutes on the clock. It's 0-0, though, here at Ewen Fields. Ball cleared by Hodges, long clearance. FC United with the first ball. Second ball, though, needs to be picked up by a blue shirt, but it's headed away by the number seven, picked up by Curtis Sutherland. Good ball to the penalty area, needs to be dealt with by Fagbola. Fagbola's header was one of confidence. The ball back to him wasn't necessarily a ball he wanted, but he took it. And FC cleared the lines, but only as far as Ross Daly, the skipper. Daly plays the ball out wide right-hand side, cleared by Baird. Chested down, should be a free kick to FC United of Manchester. And Gilchrist, the big number six there, Lewis Holt. In fact, it wasn't Lewis Holt, I apologize. It was Harry Coates, wasn't it? As FC United now, charged on the right-hand side. Tatum now. Tatum down the right-hand side. Can he keep the ball in play? Well, he gets himself a corner, good defending, and good play from Tatum. Correcting the 26-0 guys there. Yeah, not Tatum. That's a place in Cheshire. It's a big park in Cheshire. He's called Tatum. Well, the court. It is Tatum. Yes, it's okay, lads. Don't worry. We're all friends together. 0-0. 9 minutes on the clock, and it's a corner ball to FC United of Manchester, which will be an outswing you'd expect from Linfield. Plenty of blue shirts in there. Decent near post ball goes across everybody. And it doesn't get to anyone apart from back to Linfield. And this ball is a deep this time towards the back post. It's a good defensive header. The referee saw an infringement there. It's a free kick to Hyde. And it remains 0-0.
Well, from an FC point of view, do they see vulnerability at the back with Hyde? We've seen how impressive are Hyde going forward. But is there a happy hunting ground for FC?
Well, they've not conceded a huge amount of goals this season. They work as a unit. They're all footballers. They like to play the ball out. So I think what you would hope is maybe FC can pressurise and capitalise upon it. It's like maybe a mistake or two, but they're all confident players and comfortable players on the ball. And I say, when you're leaving possibly your best player of the season so far out on the bench, it shows what Darren Kelly thinks at this moment in time. As the ball falls nicely, though, and it's Glynn outside the penalty. Glynn sets himself for a shot, and he tries to lob the keeper from distance there. But his body was arching back, and the ball was high and wide and over the top. A good link-up play between him and Crawford.
Yeah, it was, but I think there was a better option there for Kieran Glynn, because Gilchrist was to his left, And a bit over ambitious there, Kieran Glynn. Quality player, but maybe he should have kept it simple there.
Certainly is. I've been offered out on a date on the old phone. It's a date with a good comrade of mine, so not to worry. From Derry.
So he is.
A Derry boy. It's not with a Derry girl. As the ball on the halfway line needs to be met with by an FC player, but here come the home team again. Nice player down the left hand side. The ball into the penalty area. Slightly overhit, but there's a man on the far left hand side that should get on the end of it. And Sutherland, can he keep it in? Yes, he can. Strong challenge and a fair challenge there as well, though, by FC United and Manchester's Luke Higham.
Yeah, they wasted an opportunity. It was a good Beadle was in possession, and he just completely overhit there, aiming for Chris Sutherland coming on the right-hand side, but opportunity squandered there, possibly.
Well, Beadle there makes a nuisance of himself, and FC United concede the corner ball. We'll try and not use the obvious thing about the word Beadle. Although he has been all over the pitch. We're going to say Beadle's all over the pitch rather than the obvious.
But is he game for a laugh?
Yeah, first corner of the evening for the home team on the far right-hand side. The ball will be swung out on the edge of the penalty area. There's a couple of players waiting to get on the end of it. And it's half clear by FC United of Manchester. Can they break now with it? Well, good pace there by Kieran Glynn. Over the halfway line. Lovely ball out left-hand side. There's an opportunity. Steve Irwin now charges towards the penalty area. The ball doesn't quite get with him as the ball cuts inside. Here's an opportunity now for Irwin. In fact, the wrong player initially I was given. And the first shot comes in. And it's just over the top. And Linfield there. But
it was Gilchrist. And that was a great bit of pace from him. I've not seen that before from Gilchrist.
No. Gets the run from Gilchrist, got it across to Irwin. And Linfield trying the chip there, which wasn't very far away from the top corner.
It wasn't bad at all. Is that Atmos Mic on, by the way?
Yeah.
No, it's just wondering, I can't hear Stephen, can't even Woodzo at all.
Oh, he's inside, told to be silent.
Have you told him? Oh, well.
Yeah.
If the quid has spoken, it's the ball lobbed over the top. It's a decent ball. Opportunity now for Carl Jones against Tatum. Tatum does really well, but Jones picks it up as an opportunity here now. But again, good interception by Fagbola. The ball played out to Gilchrist. Gilchrist being pulled all over the place. And eventually, Gilchrist with the mysteriously number 11 shirt, which indeed is Linfield.
You all right, mate?
I am, Ben, yeah, thank you. You? Well, I wasn't expecting Linfield to be playing so deep. As Linfield now on the ball, two players around him, halfway line, plays the ball away back to Fagbola, deep in his own half. He has Tatum on this right-hand side. He finds Tatum. Crawford doesn't want it, but Irwin does, and Crawford now picks up the second ball. Glynn's there if he can find him. Little touch there to Irwin. Irwin, lovely ball from right to left. There's an opportunity, the penalty area. This ball comes across. Oh, and Linfield couldn't get on the end of it. And it's slightly unselfish play, you have to say, really, from Adam Gilchrist, because when that ball fell to him, James, you thought possibly he could take a touch or have a first-time shot, but he played it across the line. And
I think he should have taken the touch and shot himself there. I mean, he must have been tempted to take it on the half volley there because it sat up so nicely, but it was just a bit too fierce for Linfield to get there in time. But we've got a really attractive game of football here.
It is indeed. It's a lovely ball by Steve Irwin. It's the ball on the halfway line, won by the home team, picked up by Carl Jones. Ball on the outside of the boot. A lovely little touch there by Churchman. And here they come again. But Tatum should be equal to this time. Plays it back to slightly under hit to his goalkeeper, who comes out, and he's not happy at all. Tatum there underhit that pass, and it took Lloyd Allison to have to clear his lines very quickly.
Yeah, it was 50-50 really. He just got there.
Ball with Brownhill plays it back to this left hand side to Churchman with his right foot. Can he get the shot away? Well, he chips it. It's a lovely ball in. Great defending from Sam Baird there, though. He saw the danger, puts Beadle on the edge of the area, and Kieran Glynn steals the ball off him, and he can charge through the middle again. Now Glynn, he's going to switch play to the left hand side. He sees a player there, and it's nearly a great ball. In fact, it works out as a great ball, and Linfield shows too much of the first ball, but it's picked up by Irwin now. Steve Irwin whips the ball. It's a decent ball towards the back post, is it? No, it overplays everybody, but it'll stay in play. And they'll play out from the back, the home team. Ball picked up by Carl Jones. Good pressuriser from FC United of Manchester, though. And Jones does really well. Kamsuk, oh, lovely touch and turn against Jones. And he flicks the ball out right-hand side from end to end. Good football on show here this evening at Ewen Fields. Great challenge there, though, from FC United of Manchester's Luke Higham. But the ball still with the home team on the halfway line now. The ball played out wide right to Kamsuk. Kamsuk's little touch. Here they come through the middle. It's with Beadle. Beadle against Irwin. Jones can't get on the end of it. And Higham has to deal with it as the ball was whipped in. And it was a really, really rasping ball in. And has to be palmed away by Allison at the near post. It was a cross, certainly. But it really troubled FC's goalkeeper. And he did well there to keep his eye on it.
He did indeed. Really going to be very... not easy to tell he's going to get the first goal here. Hyde were very much on top those first 5 minutes or so, but FC themselves have created chances.
Well, the pace of the game is certainly suiting the home team. It's their pace. If we can get Jones on the ball a little bit more, to, you know, put the ball left and right, we have to deal with this corner first and foremost. It's a high looping ball. It should be the goalkeeper's. Doesn't get the end of it. The referee lets play continue, and Linfield's ball is a nice ball. It's Kieran Glynn over the halfway line. He goes, looks for some support. He might do it himself. He plays a nice 1-2 with Crawford, and back from Crawford, here comes Glynn in the penalty area. Ball comes across, it should be 1-0. Oh, it's a great goal and a great finish, and I think Irwin was the man to receive it right at the back post there, and that was lovely. Or was it, in fact, FC United of Manchester's it's Gilchrist.
Well, what a beautiful goal, what a breakout. Great pace from Kieran Glynn. He waited for the pass, gave it to Jamal Crawford, got the 1-2, and then a beautiful ball across. Really was a piece of quality, really, at any level of football.
It really was. The pace from basically FC's own penalty area with Kieran Glynn bringing the ball out. A lovely 1-2 link-up with FC United of Manchester's Jamal Crawford. And then down the byline, the ball came across, and there was FC United of Manchester's Adam Gilchrist with his first goal for his club. And it's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester on 18 minutes.
Credit to FC. Hyde really were giving them a bit of a working over in those first few minutes, but FC have stood their ground and now are producing quality of their own and have the lead.
Well, plenty of time to go. Hyde will keep on playing that football. Yeah. Kamsuk on this near touchline. It's a decent ball down the left. This near touchline, that is. And again, it's should be a free kick for FC United of Manchester's Tatum there, splattered on the ground like a bug, squashed like a bug by Carl Jones. And a wonderful goal, as you rightly say though, James. A lovely, lovely bit of football from FC United of Manchester. A goal any high supporter would be proud of. That's how good a goal it was. And the ball now with Sam Baird. Baird being pressurised in the corner. Got to be careful here. They didn't necessarily want the ball back. And it's on the corner flag. And he's holding on to the ball. And we'll see. Well, it's still on the corner flag. And eventually it's a throw into FC United of Manchester. We've gone from sublime football to 94th minute. Trying to put it in the corner and not give the ball away. We'll wait for this throw in. There's the roar of United from the FC United supporters, that is.
It's a cracking game of football, isn't it, really?
It is. It reminds us of when we saw Crewe last season play against
Hyde.
It was a wonderful, wonderful game. I would like to see, though, Jones getting into this game a bit more. He's not really been in it yet, being bypassed. And FC United now back to defenders. The ball played. And it's a good bit of defending there from Luke Higham. Good header back to his goalkeeper. If you're wondering what's wrong with me, Ben, I'm up to my eyeballs in drugs because basically I've been I've been at the dentist today. So if I keep
Hashtag pray for Swamper.
No praying required.
If you're a praying type, for Swamper.
No.
What, you don't want prayers?
I don't want prayers.
All I'm
saying is, if I keep
getting... Can you cancel the prayer session we had for Swampy, please, Paul? Thank you.
It's Jones now. Plays it back to Fagbowler. Fagbowler all the way back to his goalkeeper, Allison. Simple ball. Chips it across left-hand side. And it finds Higham. Higham plays it down the left. It's a poor ball, defended very easily though by Coates. And the ball then, for the first time in the game, goes high into the air, and the header goes out for a throw in Chester United and Manchester. Most of this game, as we've seen already, James, has been played along the deck, and it's been really, really entertaining.
As indeed. And it's a perishingly cold night here at Hyde, so good to be warmed up by some quality football from these two teams.
And hot vimto.
And hot vimto. Now we need a runner for half time because the ball on the halfway line. Tatum wins the header. It's a poor header though, and it's picked up by Hyde on the halfway line. Kamsup plays a nice ball out wide right. It gives the opportunity now for Haydock. Haydock just over the halfway line, plays it back inside to Daly. Kamsup got the ball now, can't get past Jones, and intercepted well there by Baird. Jones now does really well then, plays a ball, lovely ball up towards Crawford. Crawford's pace and quality. He's got three players around him. Can he get the ball out wide right hand side? Yes, he can. Steve Irwin on the ball. Ball chipped toward the back post, controlled or brought down, I should say, by FC United and Manchester's Linfield. And the ball chipped into the penalty area again. It's a bit too much for everybody, but it should be picked up by Tatum. Tatum can't afford to lose it there. It's a good interception challenge from Kamsup, but picked up on the halfway line by Fagbola, who chips the ball straight back into the penalty area, looking for an offside, not going to get one. That's a good defensive header, but only as far as Higham again, left hand side. Bit of pace down that left hand side this evening. Linfield plays the ball back to his own half, to the cultured centre-half, Baird. Baird plays it to Jones. Jones to Fagbola. Fagbola has Tatum out on this near touchline. His first ball in is a nonchalant one, a poor one in fairness. And it allows Hyde to come away with it now. Still deep in their own half with Churchman. Churchman's right foot is a sweeping ball, needs to be dealt with, and a good, strong, quality header. And a very good header there from Luke Hyman. And he's looked confident since he's come into this team.
Yeah, as I think it was very important header that, and very composed.
Well, Baird has to turn back to his goalkeeper, takes a touch. Baird will have it back. Jones is 5 yards away from him, deep in his own half, can't afford to lose it there. And it's a ball 50 yards, it is intercepted, but it was nearly a great ball. But now Crawford picks up on the halfway line. Crawford with pace and power, can he get past two players? Well, he slips over the ball himself, and there's no free kick there. He was looking for one, but he wasn't going to get one, in all fairness. And Baird wins the ball back. Higham now chips it forward, chasing that ball down his Gilchrist. It stays in play, a long clearance to the halfway line, half intercepted by FC, but it falls kindly for Beadle. Beadle plays the ball out wide right hand side. Good play there by Sutherland, gets to the byline, goes past one, goes past two, and Jones is, well, he goes past Jones as well. Beadle back at the ball to Kamsup. Kamsup cuts inside, can he get a shot away? Yes, he can, straight into the arms of the goalkeeper. But again, really good play there from Chris Sutherland, but he should have got past three players as easy.
Yeah, it was well, the ball kind of bounced for him, I think, but luckily on the third one. One positive for FC United, Jamal Crawford's been on the ball a couple, two or three times tonight, and has looked good. He wasn't really get into the game on Friday night, but looks much more on it, and you know, up for this and more confident.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of pace. He's a young lad, as the free kick's taken from high, taken quickly. Ball played down the right hand side, it's a decent ball, might be over a bit too much though for Beadle. In fact, well, Beadle kept it in play, and it eventually comes off the head of Chris Sutherland, and it's going to be a throw into FC United and Manchester. You're actually a minute away from Mr. Quinn taking over the airwaves.
Linda's been in touch to say, Swampy, I hope you feel better soon, dental work is awful. She never uses the hashtag though, hashtag pray for Swampy though.
She used it?
She didn't.
Good. Halfway line now, here comes Kieran Glynn. Crawford makes a great bit of movement down the right hand side. There's a push in the back on Glynn. He puts a lovely ball into the penalty area, right hand side. Crawford now, ball comes across where he plays it, misses everybody. He forced for Steve Irwin on the edge of the penalty area, and it's charged down for a corner ball. Well, I think Glynn there, really, for me, should have played that ball a little bit earlier.
Well, Jamal Crawford wanted it, and then he had to hold his run. He was impressive though, Crawford, the way he stayed onside, like an old pro there, because he a lesser player would have easily stepped off half a yard.
Well, what's interesting to see is I discussed, and we'll take this corner and we'll discuss it at length a little bit more, as FC United's Linfield takes his corner ball, near post ball, decent header away though, falls on the far left hand side, ball chipped back into the penalty area, a free header though for Hyde, and then a strong fair challenge, and Frank Bullard does really well to come back and win that ball. And FC now with Linfield. Linfield ball into the penalty area again. It shouldn't beat the number three Brownell. It doesn't indeed. And Jamal's back trying to defend that ball, win it. Well, we got a free kick now to the home team. What I was about to say there, James, is we saw FC United's Kieran Glynn playing very, very deep on Saturday, and you know, moving left and right, dropping the shoulder. Tonight he's been very direct, running with the ball, hasn't he? Been absolutely tremendous.
Has indeed. And so Hyde United have the ball now. It's Carl Jones, the number 11 there, centre field, just inside FC territory. And was waiting for a 1-2 there with Kamsuk, but it didn't quite work out. But Hyde have the ball now, around about the halfway line. Kamsuk there plays it back to Churchman. Churchman spreads it out to the right hand side to Marcus Haydock. Good battling from Kieran Glynn there, and I think he was fouled on the far side. Was he, or was it just a throw in?
Just a throw in, I think.
So good work there from Glynn. FC United with a 1-0 lead here. Beautifully worked goal, finished by Adam Gilchrist, as Jones gets himself into trouble and then gets himself out of it there, just inside his own half, and he slips the ball out nicely to the left-hand side to Linfield. Now it's Irwin. He's going to try and spread this out to the right-hand side, but it's easily cut out by Kyle Brownhill. Over halfway, Brownhill now, for Hyde United. They're being allowed to run here. Oh, and then he gives the ball away. Frustration for Hyde there after a decent run from Brownhill. And header one there by Harry Coates. In the centre field, it's Ross Daly, the skipper for this evening. Now it's Churchman. Churchman plays it forward. Beadle.
Simon Walker playing.
And
our first interception of the evening from the Woods, though.
Yes, and may it be the only one.
That wasn't Woods, though. That was someone from the BBC. Yeah. Can't legislate for someone from the BBC, sorry.
Yeah, complimenting us on our coverage.
Well, the man from the BBC has not been around for a while, has he?
He hasn't, no.
So anyway, Jordan Fagbola deep inside his own territory. Now Baird brings it forward. Plays it forward to our new player, Luke Higham. Now FC have it there. It's Irwin. Irwin about midway inside, high territory. Spreads it out to the space here for Linfield. Overlap now. Not enough depth on that cross. But then, and then shot wide. And it was Linfield there with his left foot there. Good overlapping from Higham. Cross just didn't have enough depth.
No, the Higham's pace down the left-hand side, and he just had to hold it up a little bit there before Higham got to that ball. But again, a lot of pace from the debutant from Fleetwood, and the eventual shot actually was taken really well. It was, I think, comfortable for the goalkeeper if it had actually got anywhere near him. But again, difficult to hit a ball like that with pace, but it's a goal kick. 29 minutes gone, 1-0 to FC United. Manchester, if you've just joined us.
Goal kick taken by Hodges. Tatum with the header there, but its second ball is won there by Brownhill, who'll pursue this with vigour. And a unwise header there from Tatum. Falls for Beadle, takes it towards the byline, and there was contact there from Fagbola, and he's lucky to get away with that, but they still have it. Cross the ball, and cross the face of the goal it went there. Cross from Kyle Brownhill, and it was Chris Sutherland who just couldn't get a foot on it. Good defending, I think it was from Higham, but it's a corner ball to Hyde on the far side, but not a wise header there from Sam Tatum. But corner right hand side. Plenty of red shirts up, as you'd expect for Hyde. As the looks like a right-footed outswinger, here it comes. Hovering nicely in there and headed down. It was Carl Jones who got a head on it, but couldn't get the direction or an awful lot of power, and it's a goal kick to FC.
Well, that break actually was initially, it was a poor defensive clearance from Fagbola. I mean, he hit the ball over his head, high in the air. Came to Tatum, and he thinks, what am I going to do here? He tries to head it back, puts into danger, call for a penalty. I think Beadle realised once he'd gone down, he had to get straight back up again. And basically, the referee let play continue, and they nearly scored, but it was a corner.
Yeah. Could have, there was contact, though, from Fagbola.
There was Premier League contact, wasn't there? Let's be honest, that's about it.
Yeah, well, that's just almost fresh air, isn't it? But Premier League contract on tap. But here's Kieran Glynn, just inside Hyde territory. Plays a nice through ball, but Jamal Crawford can't quite get in on it.
I can't even stop for a piece of correspondence. It's that end-to-end.
And it's Brownhill. Plays it back here to Louis Holt. Square ball to Coates. Coates will bring it forward. And a square ball inside to Daly. Daly for Hyde. And now up on the halfway line. Bringing it forward now. Churchman gives it to Brownhill. Brownhill plays it back to Ross Daly. Ross Daly will play a cultured-looking ball forward there to Kamsuk. But Baird manages to win the ball and then half clear it. But Brownhill gets on the end of it. Now it's Carl Jones battling with Tatum, and it will be a throw into FC United.
We've had a piece of correspondence in on the forum which says, Beadle, does anyone know the link between Jamie Beadle and the Grateful Dead?
No, we're looking forward to hearing what it is, though. As Kieran Glynn there, but that ball goes out of play. We're a throw into Hyde. About 15 yards inside FC territory, left-hand side, as Hyde come forward here. Kyle Brownhill, the man. And he plays it all the way back there to Holt. Square ball to Coates as he takes it towards halfway, the Hyde United centre-back. Spreads it out to the right-hand side, Marcus Haydock. Back to Coates. Coates, a short ball forward there to Churchman, but a great tackle by Owen. Characteristic tackle there. But FC give the ball away after fine work from Irwin. You cannot dwell on the ball like Churchman did then with Irwin around. And they give it away. This time it's Glynn has it. And plays it now to... Well, Linfield there plays it out to the left-hand side. And he's fouled just on the edge of the box there. It was a bit ponderous there, Craig Linfield. But gets the desired result.
He slowed the game down again when the ball, again, should be a bit more pace and quality about it. I think Linfield's found it quite difficult to keep up with the pace of this game. I mean, he's probably the eldest player on the pitch, and he's thinking, can we just calm it down? Because Hyde seems to just have 2 minutes there of just playing the ball around, just settling themselves, and a good interception play and a lovely ball from Glynn again to create this free kick situation, and Irwin and Linfield over it.
God, the breath coming out of the players' mouths. Piping into this
cold. Smoking vapours.
Smoking vapours, yeah, they're all smoking vapours, yeah. Here we go. Linfield with the free kick over the wall. Nicely! Near post. Test the keeper. Hodges with a fine save. The ball's still in play. Kieran Glynn goes up for it, but he's, well, foul given. But what a fine free kick that was. And a decent save from James Hodges.
Well, it was. It seems to take it forever to for the goalkeeper to get across and save it. But as you say, it was a good save in the end. And FC United were fortunate not to be two up.
So, Hyde bringing it forward now. But misdirected pass, but it might come to Kamsuk. But he's dispossessed. Good work there from Baird. Oh, Baird gives it away carelessly. And Hyde will bring it forward. Then they misplace the pass, but Kamsuk picks up the second ball, spreads it out to the right-hand side. Chris Sutherland now takes it to the byline. But good policing there from Higham. And Irwin now will clear this for FC United. Picked up on the halfway line there by Harry Coates for Hyde United. Plays a nice ball forward to Ross Daly. And back to Coates there. And foul, though, by FC United. I think Churchman was the man who was fouled. And it'll be a free kick to the home side, just a couple of yards inside FC territory. And it's played nicely forward there. And Kamsuk with a low shot that just goes wide. FC was slightly asleep there as that free kick was taken quickly. And Kamsuk, with better direction, might have had... more luck.
We've had a piece of correspondence in from Teagot confirming what was discussed on It'll Be Off earlier. Players that are registered in time can play in any round of the contest, including the final, but they must be registered for the first team. Thank you, James.
That's very kind of him. The one thing about the... excuse me. I think Linfield's got to be very bit careful about three or four free kicks he's conceded now, skipper. And then the next one might be a yellow card. For him, and he's going to be leading by example, the older elder statesman of the team out there this evening.
And played a long ball there, but wasteful. And Harry Coates
That's Elder Statesman, isn't it?
I think it is in this match.
Yeah. It could be some of these kids. It could be the father of some of these kids.
Well, anyway, so...
And that wasn't a Scouse joke or anything like that.
No.
It was just basically... It's just saying that he's... anyway.
Glass houses. Anyway.
So good tackle there from Kieran Glynn, but good work from Harry Coates to recover for the home side. And now it's Kamsuk down the right-hand side, the number 10. Spreads it out nicely. Sutherland towards the corner flag. Chips in a decent-looking ball. But Carl Jones can get underneath. Can't get any power on it. But it comes to the edge of what? Kamsuk, square ball. Beadle takes his eye off it. Now Fagbola will battle for this one. But good work from Beadle. He gets it back. It's just outside the box. And a great ball there. Now it's Brownhill with a cross. And that's... and it just evades Carl Jones there. And Linfield will try and bring it away for FC United. Linfield still has it there. Kamsuk has come back well there. Gets in a tackle. Throw into FC United.
Well, as you say, end-to-end stuff. Good football from Hyde there. Going down the left-hand side. The ball coming in there. And Woods... The man from the BBC has just collapsed in a heap. Good football, James. You're being obstructed by a man in a ski hat.
Well, it takes more than that to stop. Yes, indeed, and it's Winter Olympics weather here at Hyde tonight. But Hyde in possession now, bringing it forward. Brownhill over halfway, left hand side. Irwin in close attendance. We spread it out nicely. Carl Jones loses it though. Good tackle from Tatum. Now Irwin. There we all square ball, but and Hyam was sold the dummy there, and and Jones there takes his eye off the ball, and Tatum can hoof it there to the other end of the field, and all of a sudden Hodges there gets in a bit of a pickle with that clearance, but it falls there for Louis Holt, and Hyde can bring it away in the shape of Ross Daly. Decent ball there, and Kamsuk there, but he didn't really pick his pass. And Hyam can deal with that and play it back to Lloyd Allenson.
Well, we've gone from quality football to calamity football there in 35 seconds. Players slipping over, goalkeepers coming out. There was a shout there for maybe a bit of hand from the goalkeeper there, because he came off his knee, ran up into his arm, but it's still 1-0 to FC United of Manchester if you just joined us, and 38 minutes on the clock.
It's cleared there by Baird, and that will go out of play.
Got to say, though, I've been very, very impressed with Chris Sutherland on the far right-hand side, the number 7. He's been exceptional.
What, Greavesy, sign him up. Greavesy, sign him up.
Well, 90 minutes. I'll have a word with the man to the right-hand side here from 26, and they'll see what he's worth.
So, on the halfway line, Churchman. Nice ball forward. There's space for Kamsuk. Great ball there, Beadle. Oh, and great work by Lord Allenson. Had to be. It was almost a slide rule pass there from Kamsuk. But luckily, I mean, Pacey centre forward might have got a touch to that, but Allenson did well. Now it's Kieran Glynn. The game where you can't take a breath. And Irwin, lovely. And Irwin there chips it out. Left-hand side, Linfield. Linfield now towards the box from the left-hand side. Tries it. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
You can't check. Oh, what a wonderful bit of football there from FC United. Completely ruined by that end bit. Oh dear. Well, but you're right. You're dead right. It was.
The Churchill duck commentator.
It wasn't the best of. It wasn't the best of balls in.
Well, I thought it was really disappointing after the way that ball was brought forward, and sometimes you have to infer what a commentator is describing.
I think everyone around you was noticed it as well. It was a wonderful bit of commentary.
They don't make them like that anymore. But anyway, on the right-hand side, Sutherland, a few yards inside his own territory, back to goal, plays it back to Haydock. Oh, good work there. And FC United have the ball. It's Jones, but he can't quite work his pass there. Carl Jones has shoved it in the back, but disappointing there.
And Jones, he's wanted to... His balls, he wants killer balls rather than just a simple ball at the moment. Every ball he's going to play is... Long distance ball.
It's Kamsuk now on the turn. Well, looked like good work from Baird, but it wasn't, because he gave away a free kick. Trying to take a quick free kick here, and it's good work again. And once again, good alertness there from Allenson. Quick free kick. It was Carl Jones who was bearing down on that one. And just in the nick of time, Lloyd Allenson got down on it.
Well, that's what a pitch like this affords you. Take a quick ball, it can be, you know, a killer pass very, very quickly. And that's the quality. You've seen that on show at the moment. There's players out here, we're all showing little bits of quality.
And is Kieran Glynn back to goal in the centre circle. Plays it back to Baird. Baird still in the side. it's Hughes who takes a breather tonight on the bench. Now, Higham for FC United. Down the line it goes, and good pace from Jamal Crawford. Can he keep this in? Yes, he can. Blue shirts arriving. Back to Higham. Higham with a cross. And a good important header there from Coates. Comes to Irwin.
Oh, come on, referee.
Well,
nothing in that at all.
The referee judging there was a little shove there, but it would have been minimal contact. But Premier League contact.
Wasn't even a love tap.
Tonight's attendance confirmed already is 497.
497 tonight's attendance. Not bad.
There's nobody else coming in. That's it.
Now,
yeah, if anyone comes in at half time, they're going to throw them out.
And it's Ross Daly, square ball, Churchman, just on the halfway line, the number 8 for Hyde United.
Is that, is that his nickname, square ball Churchman?
Well, it could be. It's 1-0 to FC United here in this semi-final. And oh, good work there from Tatum. Now it's Kieran Glynn. He's got Irwin ahead of him, and on the right is Jamal Crawford. Oh, it's a lovely ball. It's a bit too far. The idea was absolutely right from Irwin. It just needed a bit less on it, and it would have been perfect for Jamal Crawford. But he does have pace, the FC number 10.
Well, 4 minutes to the end of this first 45, and it's been a pulsating, really exceptional, good game of football. Both teams playing in the right manner, in the right way. And this is the way football should be played. This happens when you have good quality surfaces and you can play.
And two teams who want to play football. Jones plays this back to Sam Baird. Baird will spread this out to the left-hand side to Higham. Higham, FC's emergency fullback from Fleetwood for the evening. And for some time to come, FC would hope. Baird, Irwin there under a bit of pressure. And all of a sudden, Carl Jones with an opportunity. And well, Carl Jones couldn't control. I wonder if Carl Jones might have gone down there. But
well, if he had, he would have looked to that right mug, wouldn't he? Well, there was a shoulder to shoulder.
Well, there was contact. But anyway, he lost control of the ball. And it remains 1-0 to FC United. But FC almost getting themselves into trouble there and conceding the equaliser just moments before half-time.
Just to give you some scores from the National League North. Brackley are 2-0 up now against North Ferriby. It's Tamworth 0, Blyth Spartans 1, Telford 0, Curzon Ashton 1.
Curzon Ashton winning 1-0.
So the goal kick is taken by FC United. And now Jamal Crawford will pick this up right-hand side. Nice move, and Tatum did well to keep it in the end. And Gilchrist will pursue this to the corner flag. And battling away by the corner flag there.
He can't do this. Actually, it's a yellow card, that.
It's Tatum. Tatum takes it to the byline. Can he get it across? Can he win a corner? Yes, he can. Or is it a throw in?
He's lost his... he should be booked for that, shouldn't he? He's lost his boot and he carried on playing.
Yeah, it's a yellow card. That's the rule. You can't carry on playing if you've got one boot off and you can't make contact with the ball, or a yellow card.
There you are.
You remember a certain Manchester United player in the European Cup match being dished out the yellow card for that very same thing?
I don't remember that, but well, good, the laws of the game.
Well, great play from Tatum here on the right-hand side, because it looked like, for all intents and purposes, he overplayed it, but he whipped the ball down the right-hand side, and out of nothing, FC United have an opportunity here. 44 minutes on the clock, a minute plus any additional time to go, and Tatum will be the man that takes the throw-in.
Yeah, it's just a couple of yards from the from the flag where Louis Holt takes an inordinate amount of time to relace his boots.
Perhaps it's the first time he's had to tie them.
Yeah, maybe
he might get his dad or his mum to do it before he goes out.
Yeah, maybe his dad ties them before each game. No, Mr. and Mrs. Holt, if you're listening, we're bantering.
Well, they would be, but they're listening on 26-0, thankfully.
They won't.
No.
Oh, Ben, that's dreadful.
So, Kieran Glynn on the turn here. Oh, and he's muscled out of that one by Carl Jones. Clearance by Carl Jones, nodded on by Beadle, but Baird will collect that comfortably just inside his own half. Left, out to the left to Higham. And Higham now has the ball, left-hand side, and skillfully evades his man, plays it forward and gives it away. There, Churchman, the man. Square ball, Churchman. That's Higham down the line, but there's nobody there to pick up that one. FC United with this 1-0 lead, given to them by Adam Gilchrist after a superb move, breakaway move.
It's a slender lead as well, as if the truth be known. It's good football from both teams, and Hyde have come close on a number of occasions. Some good goalkeeper from FC United, not necessarily from a shot, but coming out and stopping the chance of a shot.
So Hodges plays it forward there to Churchman, under pressure from Irwin, and Irwin wins it off him, and Churchman there trying to win it back. Irwin's driven out to the corner flag, but he still has possession. In comes a low cross, so it's but it's intercepted there. Second ball there, won by Tatum though, at 25 yards out to the left-hand side. Irwin. Irwin plays it back. Now it's Michael Jones. Spreads it out to the right-hand side of FC. Going to create a chance here. They're going to have to do it quickly. Gilchrist on the right-hand side. Gilchrist, though, falls over. And he's it's a free kick there. And contact there. Not a huge amount there from Brownhill, but
that's one of those falls where you know when you're falling, you're going, oh, I don't like this bit. I'd rather just fall down instantly. Yeah. I'm going to really hurt myself here.
It's slow motion, but he's okay, and it's going to be a free kick now. Linfield. Can he deliver quality here and give FC a chance to double their lead here just on the stroke of half time? Linfield, the man. Referee blows his whistle. Here comes Linfield. Decent looking ball. Nodded. Hits the bar there. And frustration for FC United as Kieran Glynn has it. But he loses possession and gives away a free kick. Oh, my goodness me.
Great header from Tatum, that wasn't it? Really good header. And FC United very unlucky not to go 2-0 up at half time. But I think that would have been a little bit unfair, in fairness, on the proceedings. Regardless what Woodsell thinks, he's doing no. Really pulsating first 45 minutes at James.
Really was. Quality of both sides. Very impressed with FC. Weathered that sort of early mini storm from Hyde and come into the game themselves. Great quality and unlucky. Not to go 2-0 up with that beautiful delivery from Linfield and the header by Tatum hitting the bar. But Hyde, lots of positives for them, and we'll look forward to a very, very engrossing second half. We'll leave you with a half-time scoreline of Hyde United 0, FC United of Manchester 1.
FC UM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to Ewan Fields, the home of Hyde United.
Ewan
Fields.
What, Gracie? Do you see?
And it's our time here in the semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup, and the good guys are winning. It's Hyde United 0, FC United of Manchester 1. Stato Paul joins us for his half-time chinwag, as does your vinegar on your chips.
Hello. Good evening, salad lovers.
I need to get one for you, Stato Paul, as well, yeah?
I'm sure the infamous listener will think of one, thanks to your song over the weekend.
Anyway,
let's not dwell.
We're only joking. We don't actually want you to sing it.
You can do.
Anyway, 1-0 to FC. A cracking game of football.
It was a good game of football. Absolutely. I've always noticed some of these seats are red. Anyway, only some. It was a good game. That, I mean, that's before the game. You know, on a pitch like this. You can't play football on it. You'll never play football on anything, to be fair. Oh, I've gone off. I'm back again.
I'm just sorting your levels out. You're all over the shop.
Absolutely. Up and down like a fiddler's elbow at the minute. Could be worse. Could be Brides 90. Anyway, good game. Great goal. I mean, you know, the counter-attack was fantastic. And Gilchrist cut in and beat Haydock. Luckily for us, he wasn't at the races. I've been practising that in my head for the whole of the first half.
Shall I go and get a pie?
Oh, your glasses have gone, Paul. I think I've just brought your glasses. Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
So I'll go. Oh, sorry. I'm blaspheming everything now.
Glynn.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Glynn. Gets the ball on the halfway line.
He does.
Sees Crawford. It's a great one.
It's a great one, too.
And a great ball in. And Glynn. And Gilchrist couldn't miss.
He couldn't. And I went to the snack bar in the aftermath. just as his brother was arriving, he missed the goal. Jason was just walking in, he'd missed it. I just thought I'd drop that into the
conversation.
That's
a rare miss for Gilchrist.
Hey!
Just to say though,
that we lose money for that anyway.
We have hit the bar as well, right there.
Well, I was going to say that's exactly when Sam Taysom played his game for Padiham the other week. I went up to watch. We didn't play that. That was when we played Southport, and I went up there to watch the game. And he actually scored. He hit the bar. Sorry, with almost exactly the same thing—a free kick from all the same position, lofted in, and he headed it. So I told Greaves this.
He'll always win those headers in the 6 yard box.
Even I'm not officially a scout anymore, I'm still getting unlucky. I mean, you know,
he's kicked out the scouts.
Hey,
what about Higham on the Tatum's playing left right back this evening. Tatum is playing left back. Higham is playing left back.
Higham. You get it right eventually. This evening.
Higham is playing left back.
Hickham, whatever you want to call him before the game.
Hickham. What do you make of him?
He's a league footballer. You can see, he's done all right. Must be weird coming in, signing for a team in the morning or being announced at dinner time, and a few hours later you're lining up with your new friends. Done all right, done well. Sorry.
And Fagbowler and Baird at the back. What do you make of it, Paul?
There's been one or two hairy moments at the back. To be fair, to hide, they have created one or two chances, but yet to provide a finish or a serious threat. I was fascinated by the team selection because for these type of games, the temptation is to mix and match. And at the moment, it looks like Greavesy has probably got it spot on in terms of the experience and also resting some players in readiness for Saturday. But also, he's got some youngsters in there.
It's interesting as well that he's gone with pretty much the same formation as Friday night's game. There are a couple of differences to that side, and one of them is Irwin, and he's given the ball away a couple of times, but generally his vision and passing
he's
is
not played
second
for a couple,
to none.
Yeah, he's not played for a couple of weeks, has he? So,
he's been dying to play, hasn't he?
Yeah, so there's a couple of times where he and others have tried to force the pass where they didn't probably didn't need to. But Swampy said, it's been a good game, and it has been a good game. Two good teams wanting to play football. Bit of a rickety old press box, nearly broke my neck when I stood up before. I thought it was a bit more solid than
that.
You
didn't have to lean on it.
Well, no, I was sort of putting my hand on it.
Tells you something about him rather than the press box, maybe.
Look at this here. Anyway, all right, Muttley, calm down.
Sorry.
It's been a good game. Two good teams. I think.
It's certainly not over, is it, at this stage?
No, it's not. I think if that second goal, if that header had gone in, that might have probably killed it off. Not definitely, but probably. Next goal, that we always say.
Next goal's the winner, unless it's an equaliser, in which case we're back on.
And then it's penalties.
So just to confirm as well, Woodsell's ruined the bit that I had lined up for the end of half-time.
Forget all that.
If it is tied at the end of 90 minutes, it goes straight to penalties, and it will be a ABABAB penalty shootout.
None of this ABBA nonsense.
Just to add as well, we were having a discussion.
That's the name of the game.
We were having a discussion at the end of the Charlie match because Raki had such a good game, I felt. And just how it's all going to work when Irwin and Glynn are in the same team as well. There is an opportunity here to put Corbett on the left, put Kay in defence, and try a midfield of Glynn, Raki and Irwin. That's going to be pass-centric, isn't it?
Pass-centric
and
we
lively.
Were talking about this at home the other night, and actually you could probably play Kay and Raki in sort of a defensive role, go to one up top, but with Irwin and Glynn as a supporting role. You lose some width, so the likes of your whoever we're playing wide these days. Because he's your wing-back, your Crawfords and your Palmers and whatnot potentially would then miss out. But, I mean, they're not regular starters anyway. So, you're right. It'd be interesting to see. Raki's... It depends.
His interview on One More Cup of Coffee was very, very impressive. He was very good. And you could tell he understands the game. And you could tell when he's playing he understands the game.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah. I mean, you do wonder...
Well, he has graced the Scottish Premier, hasn't he?
He has, absolutely. But you do wonder, is there a place for him when everybody's fit? Probably is. I mean, I would probably... I'll be controversial. I would on what I've seen so far, potentially put him in ahead of the captain. That's just my opinion. That's no slight on.
I believe Day's best position is in the defence anyway. To be honest, but he's more well behaved there and more considered.
There's definitely that. I think defence we're looking better in the centre halves. I mean. I know.
I thought Baird and Hughes had a good game on Friday night.
They did.
I don't know about.
They did. I thought Baird had a decent game, and uneaten after a bit of an uneasy start. He had a lot of work to do, and he did it well. And Hughes did it well actually in uneaten. To be honest with you, they were probably the two players in that game.
It wasn't the defence that was the problem in that.
It was the one man midfield who the one man who'd not kicked a ball in 2 years, and he was on his own pretty much.
Paul.
Go on.
You could join in. He's
been fiddling with his iPad. That's not
I've been trying to right a wrong at the moment, but it's not working. It's been a very good quality half, and Hyde have showed what they've been doing all season, really. You've seen them more than us, obviously.
Yeah, I mean...
This is very much a mirror of all season.
Everyone's been predicting big things for South Shields, and we know, having gone up
there,
they're very good.
We were well beaten.
Hyde and Scarborough and Bamber Bridge, to be fair to them, are tracking South Shields all the way in Division 1 North. In fact, Scarborough's beaten South Shields this season. So it's a very, very competitive division. There's only like 3 points separating all four of them. So.
And the alarm bells were ringing when Hyde went further than we did in the FA Cup this season. That told you something, didn't it?
Yes.
Most teams went further than us in the FA Cup this season.
I think the manager here at Hyde United, he knows what he's doing. And the pitch, and we were having this chat before, right? The pitch here, done properly, has really transformed this club. The community side of things. Yeah. And Darren Kelly's here all the time, watching players from school age all the way up to college age.
Did you read the NPL interview with him that was in October? He was talking about his full-time role. And the way that it's a professionally run outfit behind the scenes. They're using sports science.
Yes.
They're using things that other clubs at this level do not do. And he's geared long-term. He wanted to do this at Oldham, but he wasn't given the time. And that's unfortunate. But, yeah, his approach is very, very good. And you can see he's schooled his players in a certain way of playing.
It would have been interesting Hyde had not been on the FA Cup at the point, and B, although I don't think that was actually an A, but anyway, B, that he wasn't full-time here. Because I think if he'd been a part-time manager here, you would have expected him to have been at the front of the running for our job. When Carl left, you would have done. I mean, the fact that I don't think we wanted to go down the full time manager route at that point.
Speaking candidly, one of the obstacles for him applying for such a job is the fact that he's creating something here, and it'd be very difficult for him to walk away from.
I mean, he's got them. I mean, they had three relegations in a row. He came in. He couldn't stop the last one.
No.
Could he was. He was at the end of the season.
Yeah.
The last few games. So he had to rebuild, and he's done a remarkable job. I think they were 10th last season.
But do you understand what I'm saying, though, about the pitch?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that, you know, I know we're all very...
Ben, we're not having one at Broadhurst Park.
No, I'm just saying it is done well. There's no crumb on it, and it's lovely. It really is.
It is actually tonight conducive to a game of football. I personally don't think...
I haven't seen a bad game of football here. And I've been a fair few times.
I just don't.
And you've not seen
both
many,
teams.
And you've not seen many postponements.
No, and that's true too. And to be fair, the way these lot are all smoking this evening, I'm surprised they're in that good of health. The steam that's coming off them.
But I just don't like not
You're
real
traditionalist.
Pitches.
You're traditionalist.
I am at a real pitch, but I do get the arguments. I mean, it's got to be a good one. I mean, let's be honest. And things have moved on a long time. We're not talking Loftus Road in the 80s with the bounce that goes 6 foot in the air and. Everybody's coming off injured.
Look at the boots. How they literally, it's like a pitch.
Yeah.
They go in.
Do you think this is superior to Harrogate's surface?
Yes, it's superior to Harrogate's, it's superior to Tamworth's.
Yeah.
It's the best we've seen, to be fair. And I know Scarborough have got a 3G pitch. It's nowhere near as good as this one. So, there we go.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I agree.
Thanks for
that. it is a genuine, proper pitch, this.
Graham Burns.
It might not
assistance.
Be on grass, but...
Well, that would be the downside, obviously. But it still needs tendering.
Swampy's talking to your rivals. Or are they friends?
They're
I don't
friends.
Know.
Burkey and Luke.
Burkey and all that, yeah.
Luke obviously does a cracking job with the the National League podcast, and Burkey's obviously the non-league correspondent for Radio Manchester, 26-0. Where they go, we follow. Although, to be fair, they did nick a fair few of our ideas. But anyway, we're now back out for the second half.
We
lads,
are.
So,
yes.
Thank you.
Hey, I've not been cut off of me. Yeah, I have.
Thank you to Statel, Paul and Steve Wood there for joining us. It's the teams are both out now for the second half. It's FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. And a hush descends here at Ewan Fields. But it's now time for our second half commentary. Here's James Quinn and Swampy. I tell a lie, James, by the way. Swamp is still networking with 26-0. Yeah. Oh, here he is.
Networking or exchanging ideas. Well, off we go. This second half, FC United with a 1-0 lead. And just a reminder of the teams for you. Allinson, Tatum, Hyam, Jones, Fagbola, Baird, Glynn, Irwin, Gilchrist, Crawford, Linfield is the skipper tonight. And on the bench, Palmer, McCarthy, Hughes Senior and Racky. And for Hyde, Hodges, Haydock, Brownhill, Ross Daly, skippering tonight, Harry Coates, Holt, Sutherland, Churchman, Beadle, Kamshuk and Jones. And then on the bench, Tyrone Gay, Porritt, Mari, Boyle and Brown. As FC have it, it's on this near touchline. Linfield tries to chip it infield, but Windsor throw in just around about the halfway line. And Hyam, FC's guest fullback, emergency fullback from Fleetwood to take this throw in. And picked up there by Gilchrist, the goal scorer. And he plays it forward there to Tatum. Tatum through the middle here. And he's been outnumbered if he's not careful. In the end, he was fouled, drew the foul there. Good work from Tatum. Quick free kick. Kieran Glynn just hesitates there, thinks about sprinting it to the right and changes his mind. Plays it back there to Irwin. Back in the side tonight after suspension, but pass goes astray as Jones tries to win this, but Beadle picks it up and it's chipped forward by Churchman. Nice ball there. Carl Jones can't control it with his first touch, but Jordan Fagbola will mop up here and he play it forward down the line. Crawford tries to keep it in, can't do so. Throw into Hyde midway inside their own half left-hand side.
Interesting now, just talking to the Hyde lads. You know, they've got three or four players missing this evening. They've got their talisman on the bench, but they were, as this ball placed the halfway line, just they were very, very complimentary about the likes of. Well, come back to that because here come the home team.
Sutherland has it here, right hand side, bringing it infield, about 10 yards inside FC territory. Now it's Daly. Daly spreads it out to the right hand side. Haydock couldn't thread the ball back to him, and all of a sudden Gilchrist there looking for this one, but he doesn't get a favourable bounce, but he's battling away and he's won the ball. Now can he keep control of it here, Gilchrist? No, in the end he's just outnumbered, really. A mistake there at the back by Hyde, but now they're bringing it away. Down it goes there, Daly with the pass, but that was poor, and it's gone all the way through to Allinson.
Yeah, they were just saying about Bear, saying they've not mentioned him in the game so far, and they said the reason being is he's just 2 yards ahead of everybody else from their perspective. He reads the game so well. Really impressed with him. Massively impressed with Stevie Irwin, and equally with Kieran Glynn. But an attack
Carl Jones takes it over halfway. Got three red shirts ahead of him now, but he gives the ball. He has been a bit wasteful tonight, Carl Jones. But the FC, their turn to be wasteful. Churchman there, but he loses the ball. And FC have it now. Can they bring this away? Steve Irwin. Over halfway, Irwin. Square ball inside. Kieran Glynn, but he's out-muscled by Daly. And slightly scruffy period of play here. Sutherland has it. As Daly out to the right-hand side to Marcus Haydock. Oh, what a great 1-2 there. And Haydock now goes into the box, but great defending there. Michael Jones, marvellous work there, protecting his back four, staying with his man and mopping up the danger. But Hyde have it back now, round about halfway. Poor ball. Hyam gets in there, but Sutherland does well to pick it up. About 25 yards out is Sutherland. Chris Sutherland now being forced out to the right-hand side. And Haydock now with a dangerous-looking cross there. It's not. It looks like handball. Well, it touched the hand of a FC player, but nothing doing to the referee, but Hyde still have it. Daly, 20 yards out. Now it's Kamsuk. Kamsuk being forced backwards there. And now it's Churchman. Churchman, good pressing there from Kieran Glynn, but they still have it to Hyde. Now Sutherland brings it infield. Nice passing here, and it's back now with Haydock. Haydock bringing it in inside. Square ball. Kamsuk. Churchman. Really good patience here from Hyde United. And on the left-hand side, it's Kyle Brownhill. Can he deliver quality there? But FC sticking to their task here, and that was good work. Hyde force back, but they kept the ball, and they know how to keep the ball. That's a lovely chip through there to Carl Jones. Edge of the box now. Carl Jones takes a shot, goes wide. Well, after Holstwell wins a corner.
It was like watching Championship Manager and Championships football, wasn't it? It was ping, 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 ping. Great. Great bit of football from Hyde. Good possession play and causing all the trouble down this right-hand side. He's been absolutely outstanding for them. It's Chris Sutherland. He's got strength. Upper body strength is excellent. Holds the ball really, really well. And FC United, it was the handball possibly, but it was a slight push in the back first. And maybe it should have been a free kick to FC.
So corner ball right-hand side, Hyde United. Kamsuk with it. Floats invitingly there. It hits to the head of Churchman. He's trying to keep the ball in play, but it's gone out of play. Goal kick to FC United.
Well, as I say, they've got three or four players out, but they play some lovely football. It's an entertaining game, as you say. You know, £8. It's you're not going to get better value than that, are you?
But apart from Jamie Shorts, I think.
Of course, yeah. Hasn't that got up to £10 though?
No, still eight.
No, of course.
Now bringing it forward is Baird, and he got clipped there, and he's gone down. It was Beadle, the man, the offender. Well, he's being jeered, is Baird, but he's not a man to go down for no reason.
Well, you know why, don't you? He's not even a man yet. he's still a young kid, isn't he? Let's be honest.
But, it was a free kick to FC United. No reason to hold up play. And I believe Hyde Academy players are full-time.
Indeed, yes.
Right-hand side, Tatum. Back to Irwin. Not a great ball there, but Irwin will... play it sideways to Baird, who spreads it out to the left-hand side. On the halfway line is Higham for FC United. And then Jones. Oh, first time. Excellent ball there. Taken nice of England. Thinks about a shot. No, it's... Oh, and a good defending there from... that is a goal kick in the end. I thought it had come off the Hyde player, but... Jamal Crawford's going to get a nasty shock in a minute as he takes it off for a corner. He's having a little discussion with the referee's assistant.
Well, a lovely ball from on this right hand from Hughes, one that really worked this time. Opened the play to Kieran Glynn. Kieran Glynn's ball was precise, beautifully weighted, and Jamal Crawford got the shot away. He thought it was a corner ball, but apparently not, and it's a goal kick.
Decent defending, I think, from Harry Coates. Kieran Glynn heads it on, but he's going to be in an offside position. No, he's not. Surely Gilchrist was offside there, but he's lost possession anyway.
He should have done better with it there, really, to be honest. FC need to pressurise Hyde at this
position.
That's
a poor ball here, and Linfield has it now, 25 yards out. Square ball, Irwin. Irwin brings it towards the goal. Think about a left-foot shot. There won't be enough pace on that. Better options there for Irwin, and a comfortable save for Hodges. So on the right-hand side now, not a moment really to draw breath in this game as Haydock plays it forward. Square ball and Daly to Churchman. Daly now still deep inside his own territory, the Hyde skipper. And that's a long ball played forward now. And Higham has a race on with Sutherland and he plays it back. Good composed play there back to Allinson. Allinson will stroke it out the right-hand side. Fag Bowler and a little bit of pressure from Beadle. Plays it out the right-hand side. Tatum down the line, but cross wires there. And... with Crawford and Hyde have it back.
Well, it's a frenetic pace, isn't it? All along the deck. Good football from both teams here.
Now, Harry Coates bringing it forward. Beckenbauer style, but an important tackle. But now Kamsuk has it. 20 yards out. Plays a ball forward there. And now it's spread out to the right-hand side. Good football. And Haydock now with an inviting ball. And he can't hang on to it, can Allinson? It's cleared by Jones. A period of pressure here from the home side. Hyde United 0, FC United 1. Manchester Premier Cup semi-final here. And Hyde still have it. Oh, poor ball from Churchman. Gilchrist picks it up, but heavy touch there. And, good alertness there on the left-hand side, but scrappy football here. But Daly manages to play it back to to Coates there, who almost lost possession. Now it's Daly again.
It's like Celebrity Skates or whatever that programme's called, isn't it?
Celebrities on Ice.
Yes, Celebrity Skates. That's a new. It's a new show.
Non-league Celebrities on Ice.
You got two fish on your feet, and you try to play football.
Oh, a good through ball there, but excellent work from Fag Bowler there. They really do see some excellent passes, Hyde, and FC's defending so far has been equal to it. 1-0 FC lead, and good work from Glynn there as he wins it, nicks it off his man, and Gilchrist too much on that, surely. Oh, well, Hodges wins it, and that's cleared in the end by number five, Harry Coates.
Well, there was a call for a penalty there from the FC supporters behind the goal. I think Kieran Glynn was very brave going in there, and I think the referee got that right, and it remains 1-0. But pulsating game of football. I think the problem that some of the players are having is because the temperature's going down, the pitch is getting a little bit icy.
Indeed it will be. Good work there from Baird. Goodness me, he's an accomplished-looking defender, this boy. And now Hyde have it back in their own half. Homeside still trailing 1-0 here. And need to find something. Oh, good work there from Jones there. Careless from Kamsuk, and then he had to give away the foul, and FC have a free kick about 10 yards inside Hyde territory towards the right touchline.
I mean, that's one thing FC have done well, actually. They've nullified. Kamsuk. Ordinary, he's a playmaker, but they've really closed him down and closed down the space well as FC attack now on the left-hand side.
Irwin now plays this ball forward. It's intended for Jamal Crawford. It's too much on it. Goal kick to Hyde United. And FC still with their noses in front here in this Cup semi-final.
And there's an FC supporter that doesn't feel the cold down there in a short-sleeve shirt and a pair of shorts. I thought I was... hardened to the weather, but
that's a Graham there.
Never ever.
Always with his shorts on.
Shorts and a t-shirt and a hot Vimto.
Maybe they're. Maybe he's got thermal thighs. And Kamsuk there wins the ball on the halfway line. Shows good pace here, surrounded by blue shirts. And what? Oh well, that looked like a pretty good tackle there. And but not in the opinion of the referee's Linfield.
Another guy from 26-0 right hand side said, "What a great challenge that was!"
And it really did. The referee
got it wrong.
He got the ball late. So when you're going to ground, tackling from behind, you're always going to run the risk. Player goes down, and the referee will give the benefit of the doubt to the attacking player who goes down. But it's a free kick about 35 yards out for Hyde United, floated in there, tended for the far post, and corner ball. As Baird there sticks very tightly to Harry Coates.
Well, he had to, because Harry Coates was actually basically pushing him and had it off the back of his shirt as he was doing it, and he still managed to get the header away. Should have been a free kick the other way to FC United there, but referee not seeing it, and two mistakes in the last 10 seconds.
So, corner ball. Right-hand side, Hyde United looking for this equaliser. Kamsuk with it. Tries a near post one, and it's... that was a training ground move there. It was... I think it was Harry Coates who tried it there, and he needs to get back a bit more quickly there, does Coates, but Hyde have it in their own half. Long clearance there. And FC United chipped forward.
Got to do better with the ball there.
And FC really needs to show the kind of attention to possession that Hyde United are. And now it's Carl Jones, halfway line, left-hand side. And he's brought down there. Clumsy-looking challenge there from Tatum. And it will be a free kick to the home side as they continue to press for this equaliser.
There's no rest, is there? The ball straight away from free kick, played quickly.
It's almost like a sort of heavy-duty training ground match where they've been instructed to keep the ball moving. On the right-hand side, it's Haydock. He's got space in front of him. Plays a nice ball forward there. Beadle on the turn. Thinks about a left foot shot, but he gives it to Kamsuk. Kamsuk back now to Churchman. Churchman, the number eight, out to the right hand side. Haydock goes to be forced wide then. It was great work, typical work from Irwin as FC bring it forward. Irwin, he's got Gilchrist to his left, uses him. And Gilchrist plays it back now. to Linfield. Linfield's got three blue shirts ahead of him now, but he checks and is going nowhere fast here. Plays it back to Jones, who does well. Jones bringing it forward now. Now on the turn is Jamal Crawford back to Jones, and they at least jumped out of the tackle rather there, Jones felt. But FC have it edge of the box, and untidy possession here. It's going all over the place, but Hyde have it back, and Brownhill will be able to bring this forward from the left-hand side. In fact, he plays a square ball inside to Holt. He plays it forward, and Daly now brings it forward for Hyde, and it's Kamsuk out to the left here to Carl Jones. Plays it forward. Now it's Beadle just inside the 18-yard box on the turn. He's got Baird for company, being forced towards the byline, left-hand side. Beadle.
He had a Baird as well, didn't he?
played back there, and now it's Ross Daly. Ross Daly about 30 yards out now, left-hand side, slides a nice ball through Sutherland on the edge of the box. Cruyff turn there from Sutherland. He's got blue shirts in front of him, though, plays it back. Again, patience strong here from... that's a great ball. No, offside. Just offside, Carl Jones, but...
double substitutions coming for Hyde.
Yeah.
So they're looking to capitalise upon the quality that they're showing at this moment in time.
And on... Well, what about this? Sutherland seems to be coming off. Is it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, they're changing it.
I was going to say that would be for me ridiculous.
Kamsuk's
coming. Yeah, well, Kamsuk's been not as effective as he normally is. In fairness, he's a good quality player. They'll want to maybe wrap a few players up in cotton wool because of the injuries that they've had, and they are going for this league title at the moment. That's South Shields.
Well, it is Sutherland, so they are wrapping him up in cotton wool as well. So. So we got Porritt coming on.
Now watch this kid. This kid is quality. Luke Porritt, three or four clubs looking at him at the moment from higher divisions. Real quality player. So that's like for like. I've got to say, as you rightly say, the number seven, Chris Sutherland, has been excellent, causing all sorts of problems down this right-hand side for FC.
Now it's Dominic Marie. Is it Marie or Mary? He's the other substitute. It's Baird, plays it back to Allenson, who's under a little bit of pressure, but very, very calm, cool and collected there as Baird now brings it forward. Jones decides to play a bit of quick touch football inside his own half. Now it's with Tatum down the line, and Jamal Crawford flicks it inside. Nice ball, but to a Hyde player. And Hyde play it forward. That's a really poor ball. And Allenson gratefully collects. FC retaining this 1-0 lead here in this Manchester Premier League Cup semi-final, a cup that FC are the holders of at the present time. Higham tries to play it forward. Allenson spreads it out to the left-hand side to Baird, who'll bring it forward. Back to Linfield. Higham, first-time ball, tended for Gilchrist, but cut out there by Holt. And Hyde will bring it forward now. Porritt, good speed from him, but he loses possession. Now it's Linfield. On the turn is Linfield. Plays it back now to Higham. Well done by Gilchrist there. And Kieran Glynn. Flag stays down. Kieran Glynn now. Chance to be one-on-one with the keeper. Oh, what a great... And a great piece of defending there from Holt. Now, I have to say that FC... I think it was Linfield made a tackle almost identical to that a few moments ago. And he was rewarded by giving away a free kick. But it was a good challenge. And good. Linfield now will take this corner from the left-hand side.
Good play again from FC United Manchester's Kieran Glynn. Just started stumbling at the last moment, didn't he? But corner ball, as you say.
Here we go, Linfield, far post. And it's nodded across there. Could Tatum get in there? That'll be a whistle. Player and goalkeeper go up at the same time. And what happens? Really, I don't know what... I mean, a goalkeeper, all they have to do is lean into an attacking player, and it's a free kick.
Well, Luke Porritt's just come on, by the way. When he played that game... in the FA Cup against their franchise, once he'd finished that game, he went back to work as a night security guard in a warehouse. Not a young lad, and that's what he did. He was back working the same night as an FA Cup game.
And this is the reality for so many non-league footballers. Kieran Glynn there slips his man. Kieran Glynn, oh, he shows too much of it to the Hyde player. Frustration there, and the Hyde will bring it away.
Well, the ball just ran away from him. Unfortunately, the ball down the far left-hand side. An opportunity now for Hyde to make amends. Can they try and get it back on level terms?
And now the cross comes in. It's always intended for Daly, but it's cut out by Irwin. Always on the spot, Steve Irwin, as now Kieran Glynn plays it there forward. It's Linfield. Linfield has it. Oh, nice ball to Gilchrist there as gaps open up. He's got Higham on an overlap here. Higham, can he get the cross in? Higham straight across the box, cut out by a Hyde player, corner ball.
Well, good football from FC United again there, James. Utilising the space, quality balls in there, and the ball drilled across by Higham, and perhaps someone at near post might have finished there. And a bit of quality there from FC United and Manchester.
Indeed, and now Linfield again, the man strolling out to take this corner left hand side. FC could really do with doubling their lead and putting daylight between themselves and Hyde. This dangerous looking Hyde team as Linfield's corner comes in. Another decent looking delivery. Oh, parried very unconvincingly there. And it's, oh, Gilchrist just couldn't keep his balance there. Now it's Irwin. Irwin tries to spread it out the right hand side. Linfield as well. Can he win this next ball? No. Jones clears. Very unconvincing goalkeeping there from Hodges. Just a real flap there. Fell to Gilchrist. He just couldn't get the ball under his feet, really.
Great hold up play there, Beadle, though. Mate, forcing the free kick, and they start deep, though.
Now Beadle. Irwin battling away there, snapping at Beadle's heels. Now Baird in position there, and he plays it back there to Allinson. Spreads it out to the right-hand side. Under a bit of pressure is Tatum from Skipper Daly. Throw into FC United. About 15 yards inside their own half, right-hand side. Hyde United 0, FC United and Manchester 1. Goal scorer Adam Gilchrist, his first goal for FC United in this Cup semi-final. Now that's it's a wayward-looking kick from Allinson, but Higham nods it down and kept in very well by Linfield, but couldn't really control it, and now Hyde have it. Halfway line is Churchman. Churchman brings it forward and spreads it out to the left-hand side. Decent-looking ball there, but Porritt misses his touch there. And in the end, it's a throw-in to Hyde, and Porritt will take this very quickly. They just don't hang about, these young Hyde players. Now it's Churchman, 25 yards out. Spreads it out there, but gives a wayward pass and cleared there by FC United. Gilchrist putting some pressure there on the centre-backs of Hyde, but Coates has it, and he'll play it back to Hodges. And Hodges will survey his options before taking this making this clearance. Oh, beautiful commanding header there from Michael Jones. I beg your pardon, from Sam Baird. Michael Jones then chips it out there. But Baird, he's a deceptive figure. He doesn't look the biggest centre-back, but he's growing. And
6'2", believe it or not. Really? And he doesn't look it, does he?
But he's grown, hasn't he, then, yeah, from the last year or so, growth spurt. But clearance there by Coates. And Baird can't quite get on the end of that, but Fagbowl are doing well. They're good defending from FC United as Allinson clears. And as far as Jones, back to Fagbowl, who's put in a little bit of pressure by Jones, but does ever so well. And now Jones will bring it forward.
Just needs to be on his toes a little bit more, Fagbowl. He's just been caught a little bit flat-footed on a few occasions with the game being so quickly.
Crawford lose now. Fagbowl being tested. Plays it back to Allinson, who'll hoof this. Ooh, well, is he going to get away with this? Poor clearance. And now they have it. Beadle on the... Oh, Beadle with a poor first touch. And again, it's Baird, the man there. Gilchrist there, fouled.
Well, the surface isn't helping. You've seen players slightly just, you know, slipping when they're about to play a ball. And it's just getting a bit tough out there, to be honest.
Yep.
So that's one of the things people could have texted. Helen, by the way, from all the way from Leicester. Good evening to you. She's listening in. She said to say hello to everybody.
Good evening. Helen, thanks for forgiving us for that bit of banter a few weeks ago on Facebook.
Who says she's forgiven you?
Well, she said hello to everyone, which implies...
I think that was something that had nothing to do with me.
Well, he says, yeah, nothing to do with me, governor. Team, we attack as a team, we defend as a team, Swampy, but
we do, yeah, but we don't abuse it. We don't abuse radio
no abuse
listeners, do we?
Let's not dramatise this.
Dramatise it. You'd love it if we could dramatise it.
Not always. You've already keep the drama on the stage, Mr. Bennett. As anyway,
no
game
surnames.
Going on, and it's
no surnames.
Okay.
Blimey, no.
So here we go. Irwin on the halfway line for FC United. We're just moments away from Swampy taking back the helmsman's position. As Higham, can he get a goal for me? Straight in there. Oh, beautiful! Ham with a chance. Oh, he puts it wide.
Good football there. I like your commentary. Can he get a goal for me?
I know.
I like
talk about attacking and defending as a team.
Great football from you. I've just realised actually the first time I've noticed he's got horrible boots.
All right, well,
they're Football League boots, aren't they? They're green, bright, fluorescent green. But great football from FC United. And to be honest, he should have scored from there, James.
And Swampy, it's all yours. But I'm by your side.
Oh, that's very, very kind of you. And it's James Hodges will take the goal kick. FC should be really two up. It's still a pulsating game, and FC need to win the second ball. They do over the halfway line. The ball goes from Fagbola. Ball picked up though by Ross Daly, the skipper, just slightly left of centre. Back is Crawford trying to defend. Not really in the second half. A great deal. Crawford needs to get back in more into the game, and they force them back though. FC United putting a good pressure on here. Ball on the halfway line. Irwin hurrying the number 8 Churchman. Ball back to the centre back, and it's a ball down this near touchline, cut out superbly well by FC United of Manchester's number 3, and a man who nearly scored on his debut, where Hyman plays a lovely ball in now to Linfield. Linfield plays the ball out wide right hand side. Oh, and he could see what Kieran Glynn was trying to do, let the ball roll across him, because there was good movement behind him, but good defending from the visitors. A little bit of room opening up now for Hyde as the ball with the outside of the bit. It's a wonder ball, left hand side. Can it be kept in play? It is kept in play. This is good football from the home team. It comes across goal, unfortunately no one there, but they will get a corner out of it. But the ball on this halfway line, James, was sublime.
And then Porritt's run there as he took it to the byline, put a beautiful ball. I think if Jones is attacking that and gambling, then it's 1-1.
Well, what a wonderful ball. Another substitution of imminent as well, and this time you can't see who it's going to be, but we're going to wait for this corner anyway. It's going to be the number 12, actually. It's going to be Tyrone Gay, I think, coming on. And we'll wait for this corner. 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. 27 minutes of this second half gone. A really great game of football. The ball towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? It's half cleared away, but it's picked up by the substitute on the edge of the penalty area. Whipped back in towards the back post. It's a decent ball again. Needs to be met with an FC head. But it's eventually cleared by Hyam. Has it stayed in play? Is it going to be a goal kick or it hits the corner flag? And it might go out for a throw-in. It is indeed a throw-in on this near touchline. What have Hyde got? Now they wait for the number 2 to come across, Marcus Haydock, to take the throw. We're going to probably have a little bit of a long throw into the penalty area. It's exactly that. Goes across three players. It's cleared by FC United of Manchester, but it's not the best of clearances. Picked up by Daly. Daly has it now on the right-hand side. After a 1-2, it's not a bad ball to the penalty. There's a gamble, free header there. Oh, and a glorious, glorious opportunity for Hyde to get back on level terms. And as the ball came across completely, totally and utterly free.
And that was Dominic Murray, the substitute.
It was Dominic Mary, you're right. And
Mary.
Completely and utterly fluffed that. That should have been one apiece, James.
It really was, absolutely straightforward, under no pressure. And there was not a lot of pace on the ball, and that can make things tricky. But nevertheless, should have got it on target.
Well, Stevie Irwin making way, and I think it looks like FC United and Manchester's, is it Tyrrell Palmer coming on?
I have to say, Swampy, that's not a substitution I would have made, given I think the need, the authority, the experience of Irwin,
well,
the work rate.
It's okay, because Racky's on, it's actually Racky. So a midfield player for midfield. Now this guy has got huge amount of experience, and I think in a way that's pretty good, you know, with a big game coming on Saturday. Making sure everyone's fit is there. The ball needs to be dealt with by Fagbola. Plays it back to his goalkeeper. Allison clears his lines. Doesn't get a particularly good purchase on it. And it allows the final third to be dominated by Hyde again. The ball played out to this wide right-hand side. Haydock on the ball. Flicks off the back of FC United's number 11. But they still have the ball back this time. It's lovely football from Carl Jones outside the penalty area. He chases down his own ball that he made all the good work from. And FC United have to clear the lines, and they do clear the lines again. It's a dreadful clearance picked up by Churchman. Lovely ball to the area. Oh, great defending, but who's on the second ball? It's deflected out for a corner ball.
Well, FC United, their own worst enemy at the moment, in a series of poor clearances. They need to get their foot on the ball and just put some passes together, because at the moment Hyde are threatening to lay siege.
Well, we've got... I've forgotten you. Just got back from a cracking long weekend in Glasgow. Thanks for my winnings on the FC holiday draw. That's from Helen. And the corner comes in. He's drilled right across there. He's defended by Jones. As Ben was prodding me there. Stop reading texts out and concentrate on the game. Ball at the edge of the penalty area. Ball chipped in. And it's over the bar. It's a speculative effort, though, by Luke Porfitt. And now I can text Ben. Thank you very much. Captain Killjoy's winning in contact. Good evening, gentlemen. You're very Captain Killjoy here. Who exactly is this Mr. Bennett? Sublime.
Sublime.
He was talking to me, Ben.
Wasn't he in there? Bennett. Yeah, Bennett. Goal. Not quite. 1-0 still. 30 minutes gone. 15 minutes of this pulsating game to go. Hyde in the slight ascendancy. FC United haven't been out of the half for the last 2 or 3 minutes. Have Hyde got much more in the locker? FC United have made that change. It's the quality of Raki, who played actually here at Hyde for 3 games. 5 games, in fact, I've just been made aware. And scored 1 goal. Here they come again. Ball down this right-hand side. Picked up by Haydock. Haydock left-footed, swings the ball in. Oh, no one gambling there. It wasn't half a bad ball, that, James, to be honest.
Very good. FC are dropping so deep at the moment. And, obviously hoping for... to nick one on the break, but really are inviting Hyde onto them at the moment, and not sure that will pay dividends. We'll see.
Well, too many gaps appearing as Jones needs to win the header. He heads it back on himself, though, fortunately. And Fagbola makes amends, plays the ball out wide right hand side. And it's Crawford. Crawford plays it back to FC United's centre half, and the ball in the final third back to their goalkeeper. An awkward ball for the goalkeeper to deal with, but James Hodges does really, really well. As the ball high, in fact, ball has to deal with it again. Plays it out to this near touch line, though, for Higham. Higham chips the ball forward. Linfield controls it with his chest, holds the ball, plays it into Raki. Raki now being charged and looking to try and clear his lines. He does, but gives the ball away. So the ball given. Calm play there from Baird to Raki. Raki plays the ball up again. It's won by FC United of Manchester. Been charged down. A late challenge by Harry Coates there. That and a free kick. Impetuous.
Yeah, it was. It was a clumsy challenge. It was. Linfield didn't have control of the ball.
Well, luckily, he came close enough to us to actually find out that Harry Coates indeed is tonight's captain, not Ross Daly. But the information from Ross Daly was given to us by 26-0, so it's their fault. Ball back in play now with Fagbola. Fagbola's a long looping ball. Can anyone get in the end of it? Well, a blue shirt can't, but a red shirt does. And it's that man in the middle, Churchman, plays it back to his centre half. The skipper on the ball now, lucky not to maybe get a yellow card, Harry Coates, from that challenge, but he has the ball, chips it forward. It's a decent ball, but FC's goalkeeper's going to come out and gather that. Make sure he gets in his own area first, because he looks, for all intents and purposes, that he was going to gather it outside the area. But Fagbola slips past Beadle. Plays it out wide right to Tatum. Inside to Jones. Jones has Raki now. Raki, simple ball out left-hand side to Higham. Higham charging down the left-hand side. Been intercepted well by Carl Jones. Good defensive work for the number 11. And comes away with it. And a nice ball up to the halfway line. But there was Jones doing really well. Jones has played a simple game this evening. And the ball given away too easily by Linfield. Ball played through the middle. Offside decision against Beadle, though. And Linfield just struggling a little bit there, keeping up with pace.
It's a great semi-final, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. If the final's anything like it. There's Higham. Back to Baird. Baird deep in his own half. Looking for some support. Gets it in the form of his goalkeeper. He goes out wide to give him the ball if he wants it back. But he plays it to Raki. Raki, well, it was a poor ball from FC's goalkeeper, Allison. And it allows Jones, plays it out left-hand side to the number 14, can get a shot away. Charged down by Fagbola. But it's Porritt on the ball again. A 1-2 here. This is good football, but FC can clear the lines. They do clear the lines. And more pressure being exerted from the home team. Another substitute imminent. I think this time it will be Hyde sort of shoes, but FC United can break now. Jones, simple ball out left hand side to the halfway line, just over there, halfway line now for Linfield. Linfield's going to switch play if he can. Plays it inside to the half, round halfway line to FC United of Manchester's number 18 there, but miscontrol there by the youngster. And it allows High to come away with it again. An overlap play there, but out comes Allison, takes a touch, gathers a ball, and he hasn't had a huge amount of football as Tatum. Perhaps maybe tired legs there, James, for the miscontrol.
Yeah, I think so. It's a sharp ball, wasn't it? It was a ball from a player who's played at the highest level, who expects you'd be able to control a ball like that, and maybe Tatum wasn't quite up to that.
Right, so throw into FC United on the halfway line, and another substitution will take place, and it's going to be Carl Jones coming off and coming on. I think is that the 16 or the 15?
It won't be the 16 because 15's no. Already on. Peter Boyle.
Is it Peter Boyle?
It is.
Well, we've got 10 minutes of this game to go. Peter Boyle.
Well, can he bring the game to the Boyle?
Well, he's lost a lot of weight since I last saw Pete Boyle.
Has, hasn't he? I wonder if he's going to get a song going.
You never know. I hope not. Songs for the Bathtub, that was his very first collection of cassettes, and I did them for him. He came into my office, this guy, and it was my fault, yeah. And I listened and thought, no one's going to buy them.
Doing the label.
A million pound later, and he's going, you know what, this life's great. But anyway, FC have the ball back. Meanwhile, back at Ewan Fields. Here's FC United now, and the ball, as James forgets, he's live on air.
Hello, James.
There's Danny Racky, halfway line. Simple ball to Tatum. Tatum on the outside of his boot. But again, the incessant pressure from Hyde.
We were doing so well. I'm going to have to tick the E now on iTunes for the FC Live replay answer for that.
What for what?
Explicit.
Did I?
You did.
Utter something.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, yeah.
Paul the pens at home now going, yes, go on, James.
It was like you were listening to Manchester United on the coach. As here comes Kieran Glynn into the final third. He sees the movement in front of him, and it doesn't quite come off. And here come the home team again through the middle of the go. And out comes FC's goalkeeper, left footed. It's a long ball over the top. And ball on the halfway line, met by whom? Met by a red shirt, wanted it more. It's near touchline now, Pete Boyle. Plays the ball left-hand side into Churchman. Churchman's had a very instrumental game as well. Trying to get to the penalty area to help support his players there. And as the ball goes out for a goal kick, there was only three high players in and around the penalty area. And Churchman perhaps just shouldn't and did maybe support his other players. What's that? The finals at Hough End in June. Oh, well, that's good to know.
Jeremy Beadle organised the 1972 Bickershaw Festival, which also saw Grateful Dead, as well as Hawkwind, Wishbone Ash, the Incredible String Band, Donovan, the Kinks, and Captain Beefheart.
Is that Bickershaw at Lee?
Nearly, yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
and then the one
that's
still
there.
The one in
the 80s,
70s.
What's Ski Sunday doing back? Well, we've got a break in play. Kieran down injured. FC are about to make a substitution. We've got about 7 minutes to go.
That advert over there is getting on my nerves.
Should we get an expert summing
we
up from Steve?
We fix cars good. What's that mean?
What's wrong with you now?
That advert over there says we fix cars good.
Where does it say that?
The black one over there.
He's got dyslexia, he's not going to be aware of
it. No, it sounds like a Steve Wood. What's the name to me, though?
Match report.
Yeah. Steve Wood.
That's longer than my usual match reports these days.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Thank you for your special appearance.
Well, we're breaking play, didn't we?
Yes, well, you wonder why I never did the semi-final this year, right? Goodness gracious, all the quarters, in fact, any round. In fact, Abbey A, that's his standard, isn't it?
I
love Abbey A, but I'm just saying standard of radio commentary. He's gone up slightly since then.
Don't disrespect Abbey A.
I'm not. I spent a long time at Abbey A. As the ball given away, FC United now have the ball back at the halfway line with Linfield. Plays it to Danny Racky. Racky plays it into Linfield. Chose too much of it, Linfield, and the ball is intercepted, though, by Baird, and it allows FC United's other substitution, who's sneaked on without anybody knowing. Ball down the right-hand side. Can Palmer get on the end of it? Well, it's Tatum on the ball at the moment. He plays it into Palmer. There's a free kick there, surely, but referee lets play continue as Palmer has it. Plays it ball inside to Terrell. Shows too much of it, and they can come away with it, the home team. The ball played with purpose onto this near touchline. Haydock takes over. And again, you can see the confidence there in Bear, because he knew he wasn't going to reach that, the 15. And he steps a yard back, lets the ball bounce back to the goalkeeper. Captain Killjoy has been back in contact. Paul Chuffing, what? Words that are sublime. Here come Hyde, though, outside the penalty area. Baird is the man to get past. And, well, Baird narrowed the angle, did enough there to put off Dominic Marie. And, well, time is running out for the Tigers here at Ewen Fields.
I'll tell you what, Sumpy, Beadle across the other side was not happy at all with that. I think that Marie just wanted to make amends for his appalling miss, perhaps, and went alone, but maybe a ball across the box might have paid bigger dividends for Hyde.
Paul Chuffing Sating, sublime, whatever that means. Captain Killjoy, he's there to confuse the buggery out of
just
me.
Just you.
Just me. Anyway, goal kick for FC United and Manchester, taken ball over the halfway line. Free header, though, for the skipper. Strong header as well. And then up goes another red shirt, but FC can clear the lines this time. It's an awkward ball, and it needs to be dealt with. And the skipper does really, really well there, Harry Coates. Ball played into to Boyle. Boyle back to Coates. Coates, lovely touch and turn there. And that's what you call a pirate challenge. From FC United's Racky. Ball chipped forward down the right-hand side. Baird's got two players upon him. And, well, nonchalantly plays it to Racky, who flicks the ball over as well. Controlled well by Gilchrist. Plays it back to Racky. Racky now sees a man on the right-hand side. Simple ball across to Tatum. Tatum now needs to make sure the ball isn't given away. So he plays it back to Racky. Racky now can switch play again, or he goes all the way back to the goalkeeper. Bit of possession football at this stage of the game with 4 minutes to go is exactly what FC require. As up goes Linfield, he flicks the ball forward. And the tired legs there of FC United of Manchester's Gilchrist, you can see, trying to get to that ball, but never, ever in a month of Sunday is going to get anywhere near it. As Jones sweeps up in the midfield, does really well. Jones has a quiet game, but what he's done well is he's been in and around and swept up. And here comes Adam Gilchrist now. Gilchrist plays the ball. It's a tired ball from Gilchrist. Now, allow the home team to come away with it. Skipper on the ball again. Coates looking for some support. Little nonchalant ball just in between us, and the ball played up to Haddock. Haddock now, his ball is a loose one, cleared comfortably by Sam Baird. Ball controlled on the knee, and then nearly given away by the number six there. And Lewis Holt spreads the ball of play to the left hand side. Here they come again, marching down the left hand side, charging down the left hand side, inside with the number 14, plays it back to Churchman, lovely ball out to the right-hand side for Haydock. Haydock chips the ball. It's a great ball in, headed away again by FC United of Manchester. And it needed to be as well. Good football.
Come on, Red, get out!
Here comes Harry Coates again, looking to whip this ball in. Chips it nonchalantly in. It's headed away by FC United, but he's forced to the 61st. Snapshot comes across. Oh, it's headed away by Fagbola.
Off the line there by Fagbola. Lovely little shot on the volley there. From Boyle, an FC player down.
Yeah, Sam Baird, I think the physio's on. I like the way that Sam and the other physio, they're in tandem, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a tale of two physios and other classics. FC.
Jamie and the Magic Sponge now.
Yeah, FC clinging on though, aren't they, Swampy? Got 3 minutes left, just the 1-0 lead. And it's been a great performance in many ways from FC. They've really had to be on their mettle.
Well, it's unfortunate. Sam Baird actually is the signal to the bench is a substitution. But no one seems to be ready themselves. But with 3 minutes to go, the last thing you want to do if as a player who's been on the bench and quite cold is to have to come on at this stage of the game. But yeah. That's what's going to happen. It'd probably be Hughesy you'd expect. Centre half for a centre half. Who said that then?
Me. It's our pitch side correspondent.
Goodness gracious.
Well, he's been very
he's done
good.
Well, there, you can see from here, Kate.
You know what, Steve? If you did go pitch side, we would still be able to hear you.
Probably. Steve, you've
been. The show. I'm 2 inches
Steve,
away.
You've been really good. Now you're losing your shape. Come on.
In fairness.
87 minutes.
It's a funny old shape.
I'm not even getting into that area.
It's a shape of pies.
We don't want to lose our discipline. We mustn't lose our discipline with just minutes
saying
left.
That, he doesn't eat the crusts. So he's losing at least, there's at least 30 calories not
been
eaten.
I'm not having this.
It's going to be a corner ball anyway for Hyde. And it's going to be whipped in. It's a decent ball, goes across everybody, headed away by FC United's Jamal Crawford. He goes from the right to the left hand side. Needs to be charged down. Racky's doing his best to win the ball back. But it's good play there from the Hyde centre forward there. Ball played in. Good strong header again from Fagbola. Back into the penalty area. There's a push in the back there. Should be a free kick. FC United get one and they can calm down.
I should think so too. Well, and the important thing is now let's see a bit of possession from an FC United point of view. They have squandered it rather, some poor clearances. Been a good performance here. Just of late, FC have just lost their shape a little bit, but not their shape, sorry. Just
well, there's 45 minutes on the clock gone. There's going to be 5 additional minutes. That does seem quite excessive, 5 minutes, but you know, we'll take it. It's been a pulsating game.
It has, but, second half. 5 minutes, I tell you, that's a lot given. Been an awful lot.
There's not at all, but
well, there you go.
Racky Nasrana win the ball, held up by Churchman. And FC, there's a moving ball there. The referee sees it. He's right. And Churchman will look to launch a ball down left hand. Very impressed with Churchman this evening. Good performance, good player. Oh, Luke's not happy. Luke doesn't agree with me on the right side. Oh, he's been all right. I'm not quite sure. In a way, I'd love him to score an equaliser now so he can shut up, but I don't want it to happen. Free kick's taken. Long ball by the goalkeeper. Free header again, headed away there by Tatum. The ball far left-hand side, though. Here come Hyde again. Good play by the 14 into the penalty area. He goes down the left-hand side. Ball comes across, and he hits it with far too much pace and out for a goal kick.
Well, Porritt really does look a player with great skill there, but just the wrong ball needed delicacy. Rather thumped it over.
Loads of pace, loads of quality. That was something similar to McCarthy would do. He'd get to that good position and then leather it. Really a bit more composure required. But it's still 1-0 to FC United of Manchester here at Ewen Fields in the semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup, the final to be played in Aberdeen. There's a ball out of play and it's a throw into the home team.
Is that an obscure joke?
I don't know. Aberdeen popped into my head and that's what I said.
Well, it feels like Aberdeen tonight, this temperature.
It does, yes. There's Churchman again, does really well, but equal Terrell does superbly well. Right, a challenge as well. It was a naughty challenge really from Churchman, but here comes Jones. I can't afford to lose it there, and he does lose it in a dangerous position. FC United now, there could be problems here. Charged down well by Hughes, but there's another opportunity. Can they get the ball into the penalty area? They play it out wide right hand side down for Haydock again. Haydock plays it out to the number 4, cuts inside. Can they get the ball into the penalty area? Charged down, never be a penalty in a month of Sundays. Goodness gracious me, there's a screams and shouts and galore as FC go down the other end with Terrell Crawford now. Crawford plays it inside, and between him and Terrell, they can't make their minds up, and it's going to be a free kick conceded by FC United about 10 yards from the halfway line. That's Hyde's halfway line.
Just 2 minutes and 20 seconds left of the added time.
Do you think that was a penalty?
No, absolutely not.
It's just I thought someone had just woken up. I mean, night terrors.
I think it was a penalty in fan zone.
Right, I see, yes. As the ball played it again. Good strong header there by Hughes, cleared by Linfield. The ball, halfway line, picked up by Brownhill. Brownhill hits the ball forward, but it's a poor ball and there's nothing Porritt can do. And, we're into the third minute of these 5.
Into the fourth, I would venture.
Into the fourth minute of the 5. Throw into FC United Manchester. And is that the first yellow card of the game?
Yellow card for time wasting, that was a bit harsh.
Yellow card for Tatum for not taking the throw in from where it should have been taken. Right, long throw. Halfway line needs to be picked up by a blue head, and it was a good header from Linfield. And now it's Terrell plays a nice ball down the right hand side and can another it's taken 95 minutes, and all of a sudden the man from the BBC raises his ugly head and gives out the abuse that is quite rightly deserved, because it was a dreadful decision from the referee. But FC United have to defend it now. Ball right hand side. Is FC getting a free kick? No, they're not. And Berkey's laughing his head off here on the right hand side because he's recognised there's 2 free kicks. He's going to give a free kick for this one because that seems to be. Corner ball. Well, I've just seen three incidents that none of them.
Our colleagues and from 26 are just laughing at the decisions that Hyde are getting in their favour.
Well, it was never a free kick, it was never a throw in, and it was. And that was a free kick to FC, and there was never a corner, but anyway.
And if that this goes in, ..
Well, the keeper's up nearly. The ball chipped towards the back post. Up goes FC's goalkeeper, it's half cleared. It's on the edge of the penalty area, and it's cleared. And now the goalkeeper is off his line. It's the call of shoot, but no. Keep hold of the ball, FC. The ball played down the right-hand side. And, well, that's just everything. FC United's Gilchrist is absolutely cream crackered as Crawford goes over to meet the ball. Cream crackered. He's got cramp, is Crawford. Well, nothing needed. It was a quite pulsating game of football.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.